from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Drive is live. Will not be ripping Kamari Lassiter for 4 hours. We will give our thoughts about Kamari Lassiter.
These guys just baiting that text line. I know what's going on.
Oh yeah, they're on it. They're on it. No, the Drive is live. You heard Clint there.
Look, text line already, Lopez. Lopez, remember to ask Clint about Lassiter's.
They're already there, baby. They're already there. Tyler in the building back there, and Clint, I will just say right now to get in front of it. You know, I keep a lot of medications. If you need some Dayquil, I can run down to the car and get you some.
You got some?
Oh, I got the gels, too. If you need some Dayquil, I can run down
I actually probably use a couple.
All right. Next break.
Appreciate that, man.
Well, I don't know if I'll run down, but I will get down there and get you some Dayquil.
I appreciate it. A little nasally today?
I can hear it.
You should have heard it yesterday.
It feels like it's just trying to come in.
Oh, no, it's backside. You should have heard it yesterday.
Oh, is it backside? Okay, I feel like it's just coming in, and you need to go ahead and do something.
Yeah, I tried to pin it on allergies, and I was like, I ain't real sure what this is.
That sounds like you need
got me a great workout in, though, boys.
Oh, I bet that probably helped.
Got me a killer
sweat
workout
that out,
in.
Get that sweated out.
I don't know if people around me appreciate all the hacking I was doing, but I got it in.
All right, a lot to get to, but the big story right now, and I'm sure we'll hear more. You're pointing to me.
Cal and Hannah, 3 o'clock, bro.
I'm trying to get there. The big story.
Oh, okay.
The big story. First, as Clint said, took that from me, Cal and Hannah. They will join us 3 o'clock sharp.
Does this count as us being on your show?
It will. 3 o'clock sharp, the owners of your Houston Texans, Cal and Hannah McNair, we always have a fun time with them. They will join us coming up 3 o'clock, so stay tuned and be ready for that. I'm sure they will not talk any Denico Autry, but they will join us coming up at 3 o'clock as we'll hear from them for the first time this year. A lot to get to there, as many of you are out there at camp today. The owners will join us. The other big story here overall, and this has been lead stories on NFL Live and ESPN and all throughout, and that is Denico Autry has been suspended for 6 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. He is out for 6 games, and he had a statement. He says, "This quickly over the course of my 10-year NFL career, I have never engaged in any use of performance-enhancing drugs. Over that period, I have been subject to countless tests, none of which have I ever returned a positive result. I was therefore stunned this offseason," which is interesting, Clint, that when I hear this offseason, not necessarily meaning just like this just happened, but stunned this offseason when I learned that one of my tests returned with a positive result. I immediately investigated the matter and discovered that a pharmacy to which my doctor submitted a prescription for a different medication had, whether intentionally, recklessly, or negligently, included a banned substance. I want to be clear, at no time did I know or even suspect that this medication contained a banned substance. So he is going to be suspended for 6 games. He also went on to say, "I want to apologize to the Texans organization, my teammates, and the fans for any distraction that this may cause. Finally, I want to assure our fans that my commitment to competing to the best of my ability has only grown, and I look forward to return to the field." That is from Danico Autry. He is not fighting this, Clinton Tyler. He is accepting the six game punishment here, and he will be gone for six. And right off the bat, this is my thought. Now I'll throw this out to you and the people, Clinton Tyler. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch can join in on this. How big a deal is this? How big a deal, right? This isn't one of your, you know, Danielle Hunter, CJ Stroud, Diggs, Stingley, your Tunzel frontline guys, but this is still one of your big offseason pickups, a guy that was going to be a part of this defense. How big a deal is the loss for the first six games of the season of Danico Autry?
Well, look, I think it's a huge deal. I mean, this.
So you put it in huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can argue that this is the most important guy on this defense in terms of them taking the next step. I mean, they did not address their interior defensive line the way that they had hoped to. I think they tried, but they didn't land the guys that they wanted to. And the answer was Danico Autry was going to play inside and outside. And all we heard since free agency, since they signed Danico Autry, was, man, he had 11 sacks last year. I mean, this guy can play inside. I'm telling you, they're trying to convince that he can play inside. This guy, whether you believe that he was going to be the force inside on every single down, not just passing downs or not, regardless of how you felt about Danico Autry and him being the answer to the issues inside for the Houston Texans, he was definitely who they were going to lean into. He was definitely a defensive end that is going to be asked to play
interior. He's slated as their starting defensive tackle.
Absolutely. And so any way you slice it, they were depending on him in a major, major way at a position of weakness, interior defensive line, and now your best player in that room is gone for 6 weeks. Now, I would assume there's going to be an appeal, probably drop it down to 3 weeks, three games, whatever.
No, I don't think this is going to be an appeal.
Oh, you don't think
it's
so?
It's PEDs. Hit at six.
Oh, okay. Well, I would damn sure appeal if it was a prescription that was bad by a pharmacy or a doctor.
They're talking
or something
about he's going to bring lawyers involved in this.
Right, right, yeah. Either way it goes. I mean, if it's not appealed and decrease, then you're looking at six. But here's the deal. It's a big deal any way you slice it because you're looking at a third of the season. You're gonna miss who was your answer to the interior defensive line woes, to the defensive front. This guy was supposed to be a difference maker. And you're missing him. You're losing him for week one versus the Colts, right? Week two versus the Bears. Week three versus the Vikings. Week four versus the Jaguars, week five versus the Bills, and week six versus the Patriots. You got the Colts that are going to come downhill. Not real sure what the Bears are going to do yet, but you got the Colts that are going to come downhill at your chin, and you got the Bills that are definitely going to come downhill at your chin. And I would imagine that the Patriots are going to do their damnedest, and the Vikings with their young quarterback, with their quarterback situations, to come downhill at your chin. So that run defense, right now, you've got to be concerned about it.
Well, and Clint, you were going to be concerned about it with him in it.
Absolutely.
And because, you know, the run defense may get better. Because right now, Clint, they are Foley, Tim Settle, Mario Edwards, Khalil Davis, Kurt Hines. Like, that's when you take out Danico Autry, that's where you are in the interior at this point. And like you said, he's your most accomplished player. Although one could argue he's more of a DN than he is a defensive tackle, especially in a 4-3 defense.
Right. So, but LeBron, if you ask somebody with this team and said, "Hey, what is this? Give me one player that this performance of this defense kind of hinges on." I think they would start with Danico. He's got to be a force inside and out. He's got to be depth at defensive end. He's got to be a problem versus the run and the pass at defensive tackle. I mean, this guy's an integral part. Given that that's the weakness,
and that
this guy's an integral part to them being better than they were last year.
And see, that's what I think the big hit is not really the run, although we'll see what happens. It's the best thing that this defense, that I would say walking into the year, you'd say they're full strength. The best thing they do is rush the passer. Right? Like when you say, "Hey, man, we're going to put Danico Autry on passing downs. We're going to have him over a guard or a center. And we're going to have those two, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter on the outside. Like, we can get after the passer when you start to have those three guys on the field together. And now, you know, for the first 6 weeks of the season, you're going to take that away. For the first six weeks of the season, you're going to lose the ability to have that pass rushing type of a unit on the field, which I think is the strongest thing that you would say walking into it that they do. So this, it's obviously it's not like losing Danielle Hunter for six games, or losing Will Anderson or Derek Stingley or Christian Harris. Even I think you could argue for six games, but to the point you're making is this was a guy that they had big plans to play inside and outside, and arguably the most accomplished guy they have when you talk about the guys on the inside, and he is going to be out. The next point about it, and I see people on the text line wondering, is do they need to make a move? Is it so much so that they have six games here without him? Do they need to make a move, or are they good enough with what they have? Are you comfortable with the Texans rolling with Foley, Tim Settle, Mario Edwards, Kurt Heinisch, Khalil Davis on the inside? Or do they need to make a significant move for these first 6 weeks to kind of fill the void of Denico Autry?
I don't think it changes. I don't think it changes course. As I've said,
wait it out. Wait the six.
No, hell no, I wouldn't. I told you from jump.
Oh, you would have made a move before.
No, I think it's absolutely paramount that the Texans make a move. When these cuts take place, there's going to be some really good defensive linemen on the streets.
Yeah,
and if the Texans aren't I expected them to be really aggressive. And look, it's not about what I think about the guys they have in-house. I mean, those guys, they may feel confident in those guys. But look at what the Texans did. The Texans went out there and tried to land a couple of big fish in free agency in terms of interior defensive linemen. They told all of us that they want to get better at the interior defensive line position, right? And so it only makes sense that when a big chunk of defensive tackles hit the streets, that the Texans are one of the more active teams. It only makes sense if you are one of those defensive tackles, and if you're one of the top five defensive tackles, and there's going to be some really good ones get released at cut day. If you're one of the top five, it only makes sense the Texans are on your short list. Right? I mean, if you're a defensive tackle right now that you feel like you're a legit NFL
you
dude,
can play,
you want to be in this camp right here. I mean, you want to be. You don't want to be sitting behind all pro and pro bowl guys working your ass off all like right now, like our boy Blake Fisher over here. Trust me, he's getting work, and he's getting worked. I mean, he is both. I mean, no, look, I mean, just in a good way. He's getting great reps. But reality is if Laremy Tunsil stays healthy, he ain't gonna touch the field all year long, more than likely. So it's and that's good for him right now. But if you're one of these second, third, fourth year defensive tackles that's trying to get that opportunity,
you got a chance to make a move.
I mean, sitting behind a guy that's going to play a boatload of snaps and he's an all pro and he's going to make off. Hell, you come here, you show up and show out. I mean, you very, very well could be the guy getting 50, 60% of the snaps.
Yeah, text line coming in. No moves needed. They'll be fine. Is Jerry Hughes a DT or a DN? Jerry Hughes is a defensive end.
Defensive end. Why he's wearing sweatpants out there at practice? I don't know.
Trying to get a sweat in.
Even in the
like
full,
you, he
even Friday in full. But he's in full rain. I mean, it's raining. He's soaking wet. He's got pants on. Like not tight ones either. He's got
the sweatpants.
He's got the old man, the old baggy.
The gray ones like the ladies like.
No, these were blue.
Oh,
they were not the gray with the where you could see the unit. It was the blue, kind of like the ones I had when I was playing with the straight zipper down each ankle. You know. Where you had to not, they weren't just automatically bunched up. Yeah. So, you know, they, and man, they were soaking wet. And I'm like, what is he doing? I mean, he's 30 minutes into practice, soaking wet. Yeah. Today, Jerry used, he got his helmet off. He got his helmet off, Ron. And I look out there, he has got a hoodie.
Texas kid.
He's got a hoodie under, bro, just, I ain't joking. I've never seen this all my
he's
years.
Sweat.
He's
sweat.
Got a hoodie on.
Under the pants.
The hood on. The actual hood on.
He's got it on.
And a Gatorade towel on his head, and he yanks his helmet down over it. He's wearing two layers under his helmet.
Somebody should stop him from wearing all that.
I mean, what's the point?
I mean, he wants to get a real good sweat.
I mean, he is serious.
You know what he looks like? He looks like those people at that YMCA that stopped me when I was doing it. Those people who ran me down.
Yeah, that guy, whoever
that guy
down.
Was. Hey, agreed. Man, you can't. You can't do exercise, then you're going to pass out.
Agreed. Yeah. Go. You can't put a hoodie and a Gatorade towel on your head and a helmet. Yeah. It was hot today too, man. They've been really lucky up to this. Well, I had one hot day before this, but today was a scorcher, my friend.
Yeah, I just want to say that people said no moves needed. I disagree. I thought they were in need of a move with him. Like, I thought they were in need of a move interior wise with him. And I'm not saying it had to be like it at least another, you know, rotation piece, at least. But I mean, they told you they went from Eric Armstead trying to bring back Sheldon Rankins to the plan that they have. Like they were trying, like you said, they were trying. So to me, it felt like, you know, if they could find improvements around,
yeah,
that they should do that. And that was with him. Definitely the first six weeks that he's going, I feel like they could stand to make an addition to that room. We'll see. But Denico Autry out the first 6 weeks if you missed it. By the way, also, as we said, coming up 3 o'clock, Cal and Hannah, they're going to join us. I think Tyler's going to take pictures with them.
No question.
Come on,
T.
That's what we got to get you. Yeah, we got to get you that.
What's he not talking to us today? He's not talking to the people today?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
No, I'm not going to take a picture with the McNairs.
He's angry. Yeah, he is. He's going to take
one. Why would you not, man?
I have one with
one,
him.
This one.
From the last time they were here.
You got to get a different pose this time.
No.
Get you a different. That's why
I think y'all need to grab a pick with the McNairs.
That's why we gotta get Clint that Dayquil so he doesn't pass it along.
Yeah, I mean, run on down there.
Can that stop it that quick?
Look, he goes and spends a little time at the doctor this morning. All of a sudden, he's gonna cure everybody.
I'm not gonna cure everybody.
Now, all of a sudden, he's providing.
I'm just saying, I got a bunch of people.
All of a sudden, he's worried about everybody.
I got a bunch of different things. Well, I heard you. Hey, I heard you coming down the pipe.
We got about 3 minutes. We got about 3 minute break.
No, we
get
got
on,
more.
Get
no,
on down there,
no,
bro.
We got more than three.
I appreciate it. I actually appreciate it more than you know. Oh, yeah, I forgot it at home this morning.
I was gonna say I got Dayquil. I'm gonna give you a Nyquil because I need you to stay with me.
My pre-workout actually had me a little jacked and forgetting about it, but I'm starting to come off the high. You know,
these people. People aren't going to come off this JJ Watt thing, are they?
Well, I mean, that is a
that's an option.
That is a what are we going to do? Even though JJ has lost a bunch of weight,
he would say last time we looked at him, he looked like a guy that could play.
Yeah, defensive end. No, he had to go. He had to go. I mean, he had to spend a month getting just fattening himself up a little bit to play inside. I would think.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed to the conversation. This sparking that conversation.
Why not? Yeah. That'd be fantastic. All right, coming up, I'm going to get Clint some Dayquil, and we're going to prepare ourselves a little bit later on, 3 o'clock, for the McNairs as they'll join us. But Saturday night at Minute Maid, I know many of you were there. It was a special feeling, and I'll tell you, it gave me some feelings. And I'll share what those are coming up next on the other side.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
3 o'clock coming up. Cal and Hannah McNair will join The Drive. They will be live right here on The Drive, and you don't want to miss that. We'll have some fun and get the real nitty gritty out of them. Real nitty. I'm really thinking about the opening question, Tyler. I'm just not quite sure.
Cal told me at practice. I said, man, what you got, man? He said, whatever's on your mind, man.
Yeah, I know it.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, man. Cal, Hannah, Grissom, Ginger Nation. Hey, man, they in hog heaven right now, boy.
Why not?
Ooh, that team's looking good.
Season tickets sold out.
They got training camp sold out. I saw
that line. They got lines are crazy.
Hey, the line this morning, I mean, it was through, what is that, that parking lot next to Teal? Is that blue or is that yellow? Tyler, you don't want to talk about it?
That blue's on the other side.
That blue's on the other side. What is that right next to the Teal parking lot? Is that yellow?
I think it's blue.
No, is the blue wrapping around? I thought blue was on the other side. I don't know.
Man, we got to talk about whatever. Your Sunday and Monday morning, man. We got to talk about this. I don't know what the hell's going on in there.
Had a mouthful of sandwich.
I know it. That's a
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Say, Clint, that's a giveaway.
Yeah.
That man's eating lunch. The hell's going on? Like you know, normally when somebody's like, hey, man, Ron hadn't eaten in a, you know, we hadn't seen Ron eat all day. When you start to see Tyler eating, like, hey, man, what's wrong, man?
It's been a minute.
What's wrong with you, man? What the hell are you doing, man? You eating? Something need to tell us?
I eat every day.
I know it. Just
every damn day.
Just not lunch. And when you eat lunch, that makes me concerned. It makes me concerned when Tyler started eating. Like, especially a good hearty lunch. Like something we would eat. Like, that's a good hearty sandwich. It looks like a train wreck.
You nailed it.
And that's what that looks like.
Yeah.
Got a nose for it.
Hot belly wreck.
That's all right, man. We're praying for you. That's what we're doing. All right. We said about Saturday night. How about this weekend? Astros, they had you knew what it was going to be. Looking at the Astros, they had a 3-game series against the Dodgers. The Mariners were going to play the White Sox. And the White Sox, after the Mariners series, fellas, have lost 14 straight. 14 games in a row, the Chicago White Sox, and they're trading away people as well. So that did not help the cause. But taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers, and then Saturday night, I got to say this. Saturday night, for me personally, maybe this is different from other people. For me personally, fellas, the whole situation, seeing Bregman, you know, go deep, finish it off, that swagger, and then how the game was coming and how they were running down the Dodgers and they kept getting it close, and then they tied it at 6. That was, to me, was like one of the first times I had the feeling of the old Astros. The Astros that have been to 7 straight ALCSs, the Astros who've been to 4 World Series and won 2 of them. The feeling for the first time was, feel like they're gonna find a way to get this done. And that's not the feeling I've been having all year. That's the first time to me of the old Astros.
Oh, and rightfully so. I mean, hell, if anybody tries to tell you that they've had that feeling with the Astros all year, they're lying to you.
I bet you somebody is going to.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Here's the deal, though. I didn't get a chance to sit and watch the Astros consistently any of the 3 games this weekend. I just saw bits and pieces of it, highlights of it, but I just want to pinpoint. I mean, obviously the Bregman home run to end things is beautiful. That's a talking point. Bregman's back. Bregman's hot. Bregman being a game changer. He changes his lineup when Tucker gets back. Look out now. Bregman's hot. That whole deal. I understand that. But I'm pretty sure that I saw another report. I think it was a Chronicle or somebody that reports on the Astros about Bregman essentially leading from third base. And when I say leading from third base, communicating with the catcher, the pitcher, during games kind of deal, I love the Bregman that hits home runs in the bottom of the 10 against the Dodgers and sends Joe Kelly's punk ass back to – well, there's just a handful of guys that I would say that about in pro sports.
I was about to say, that was a Tyler Milner.
Yeah,
that
but he's just –
You're not
he's,
– or me.
He irks the hell out of you. He just irks me. That human being irks the hell out of me. He has got to be a black belt. I mean, he's got
the level of confidence.
I don't think he is. Let's catch
a Joe Kelly back.
I would think that he would get his ass whooped on a regular if he wasn't. There's got to be a reason nobody.
And nobody just tried it.
I mean, just mud holing. I mean, there's at the end of the day, like that whole Joe Kelly. There's nothing to me more, and usually that stuff, like I said, doesn't even matter to me, but there's nothing more gratifying than when something like that, like when Altuve hit that double you know, off the wall last night. I thought, even though we were losing, I thought we had a shot. I think it was last night or yesterday. I thought we had a shot to come back. Boy, that just makes me feel really good. I mean, the Bregman thing that really turns me on is the long term. If he's going to step up and lead from third base and be a vocal dude on the field with some of these young pitchers. You told the story about Spencer Arrighetti last time in the dugout, or actually was on the plane, I think, heading back.
He did a lot of talking to Spencer again.
That's who it was. Yeah, I mean, hey man, if that's the Bregman that we're going to get the rest of the way, man, I'm here for it, man. That is a beautiful thing. If there's not a coach in that damn dugout that's going to say, hey Spencer, let's not throw a slider to a guy that absolutely crushes any slider thrown. Like, if there's not a coach that's going to do it,
yeah.
If he's not going to have the wherewithal, the awareness to not do that, damn it, somebody needs to tell him. And Bregman being the one is absolutely beautiful. So whether we're talking about the bomb he hit or just the way in which he seems to be leading in a little more outspoken manner, man, I love where Bregman's at.
No, yeah, I just, for me, it was like, yes, a part of it and his that swagger that he – I mean, that bat flip out of this world where he went through it. But for me, it was like, there goes that feat. Because the Astros were not just really, 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 really good. There was just kind of an aura and a feeling with them. Like, they're going to get you. At some point, they're going to get you. Somebody's going to get you. And like, at some point, it don't matter. And then if they lose, you're actually more surprised when they lose. That's not the feeling that I've been having this year. That for me personally, and more times than not, I'm thinking they're gonna find a way to blow this up.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And I didn't down the stretch of that. I didn't. I was like they gonna find, and that ball when he hit that ball, and I mean he.
I mean, I want to know. I want to know exactly what he said.
He
hit his chest and pointed at the ground like
this. My.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my. But it didn't look like he said that.
I know what he said.
What did he say?
He said, this is my effing house. Somebody on the interweb slowed it down. I just saw it like a while ago.
Even more. Turn me on, Breggy. Breggy Boner. Hell with Breggy Boner.
My freaking house.
Breggy. Yeah.
My
Breggy,
sauce.
Breggy Boner.
My bar. My Love sauce. It. My salsa.
Breggy Boner.
Love it.
My Breggy salsa.
I mean, if that's the Bregman you get in the same lineup with Tucker and Alvarez...
What they can do, though, for me real quick is they can stop that HEB commercial.
Oh, that ain't happening.
Have you seen the latest one?
I mean, I just need HEB to get Apple Pay. I'd appreciate that.
Have you seen the road trip one?
Is Braggy being ridiculous?
That road trip one is rough,
I hadn't seen it.
Oh, my God. When he leans over to Pena and says, hey, Pena, chip me.
I hadn't seen that. Notice he didn't say just, Apple. He must have said chip me because the Apple Pay. Was it the chip at the register?
No,
they're like a chip.
A chip. They're on there. He goes, I think you could do it yourself. And then they get Kyle Tucker in there. You know, that's not his strong suit. You know, the acting.
Yeah.
Are we there yet? What are we doing in Paris? Paris, Texas.
Oh, God,
I hadn't seen that one yet, boys.
God, I can't get away from it. I've seen it like. I saw it like 10 times this weekend. They've got to slow that up. All right, coming up, but before that, sorry, that was our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Coming up, camp today, a couple of things stood out, and yes, Clint will, I believe, congratulate Kamari Lassiter on his day, but we'll also be fair about what his day looked like. And somebody that nobody's talking about that you all may want to look out on in this defense. We'll discuss that coming up.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, coming up after this segment. 3 o'clock hour, we will be joined live in studio by the owners of your Houston Texans. Cal and Hannah McNair will join us coming up at 3 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. I know Cal was out there today watching camp, and I know you was out there today watching camp. And let's go ahead and get this out of the way, because it does, and people text us in, tweet us this. It does to people feel like we view Kamari Lassiter different than many people do. We see things differently than many people do, because many people, like today, Noah Brown said that Kamari Lassiter was the best young D-back that he had seen come into the league ever. Okay. And many people always come to us. Oh, I wonder if the drive saw this.
Wasn't he in Dallas when Diggs came in?
I wonder, maybe does Young have to be rookie?
Well, he was there when Diggs came
here. Yeah, no, he's there when Diggs came here. He was here last year with Stingley. Yeah. So, I don't know
good point.
What rookie, what Young means.
Okay, go ahead.
But I know they view us looking at it at a bit different. And I think we both agreed he had a pretty good day today.
Yeah, look.
For what we watched.
Look, there is a competition at cornerback too. So it's not an infatuation. It is if you're not focusing on who the cornerback is going to be opposite Derek Stingley as one of the top stories on this defense, and I don't know what you're watching. And here's the deal. So that's where the conversation stems from. Period. Right. And here's what I can tell you about the way that I watch practice. They've had 9 practices. I've been at 8. One of them, I was a tad bit distracted because we had clients and I was up in the tent dealing with clients. Even at that point in time, I probably should have spent a little more time with clients because I'm over here trying to get a better view on what's going on the field. I go out there. I don't chit chat. Our show's not till 2 to 6. I don't do any of that stuff. I go out there. I get my purpose of being there is to get a good view on what the hell's going on at practice, whether that's individual or it's 7-on-7 or it's 1-on-1 or it's team. I can just tell you what I'm doing, right? It's my only purpose of being there. And there is Kamari Lassiter was immediately handed the starting cornerback spot for the Houston Texans opposite Derek Stingley Jr. So again,
from the jump,
if you're not looking to see something like, damn, I mean, he was just handed the keys. I mean, it was just, that's his spot. So I expect to see flashes of this has got star in the making. This has got huge play potential. Not what we keep hearing from D'Amico Ryans in terms of, well, he's where he's supposed to be. He's a dog. Like, that's great. I get it. I'm not knocking what D'Amico's saying. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying the kid can't play. I'm just telling you, usually a kid is drafted and he's handed the position. There are big play flashes throughout camp. I've watched 7 practices with as minimal distraction as I possibly can have. And I've not seen that. Right? And it at the end of the day, today was a very good day for Kamari Lassiter. And when it's all said and done, the context around it, unless you want me to just come on here and tell you that boy, he had a great day, man. Everything was as normal. Had a great day, right? That's not what happened. When I'm watching practice, he gets matched up. I think it was 7-on-7 or it's some kind of red zone. Maybe it was 1-on. Maybe it was team. I'm not sure. Over to the left side where the fans are, Nico Collins runs a speed cut out route. I couldn't tell if he caught it or not from my angle, but I could clearly see yellow flag go way up in the air. Nick Caserio go over and ask what went on. Pointed at 14. Boom, pulled the jersey, coach. Clear as day. Right now. They went back out there. Nico Collins did not take – I don't believe Nico Collins took another snap the rest of practice. Right? So Noah Brown stepped into that role. And C.J. Stroud threw Noah Brown 2 go routes. One of them, I know Kamari Lassiter was pressed. And Kamari Lassiter ran step for step and made a great play on the ball. Had a really, 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 really good day. No question about it. But was it a good enough day to go, that's the guy hands down? 8 practices in the training camp. Was it a play that I go, okay, now I understand why D'Amico just said
you still haven't
it's
had
your
that
job. Moment.
You haven't seen that yet.
No. I mean, I haven't seen the. Has anybody seen a play where it was just like, wow, that was ridiculous? We've seen Stingley make those plays. We've seen Jeff Okuda with the pick on the sideline. We've seen Kalen Bullock make a couple of plays, breaks on, now he dropped the interception, but we've seen him make a couple breaks on balls that put himself in position to make an interception. Made a big play over the top today. Now, it may have been he got a little rough on, I think it was Noah Brown again. He was a free safety, and he just jetted over the top of a corner route that somebody threw and made a great play. All I can do is tell you what I'm seeing. And I'm not going to tell you the kid can't play. Clearly he can play. He's a second round corner, and D'Amico, the best defensive play caller in the damn game, gave him the job. Clearly he can play. I go out there every day, the eyes and the ears, to see, okay, show me that you are a corner that is just gifted, that handed the job from jump.
Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, we're talking about a group that all they do is preach competition. All they've done since they've been here is it's competition, man. CJ Stroud was not getting all the first team reps last year with Davis Mills. But yet a corner comes in, boom, he's the guy. So I'm expecting this to be like, wow, jump off the page, what am I missing kind of deal. And I just hadn't seen it.
From YouTube and Twitch, this quite literally is the only Texans channel I've seen that hasn't been impressed with Lassiter. And this is what I would, I'm gonna speak for myself as Clint did, and I think we're probably in the same ballpark. Is, to me, it's how you're judging him. Has he been good for a rookie just coming into camp?
Yes.
He's been good for a rookie just coming into camp. As Clint said, can he play? I think he can play. But one, hey, Texans fans, you're in a different ball. You're in a different area. You're trying to win a Super Bowl. So this isn't judging just like, oh, like you used to. You're trying to win a Super Bowl, and you have a second corner who his screaming red flag is speed and ability to cover downfield. That's his screaming red flag. And they are starting him as your second corner, a place where teams can easily attack. And has he looked good from a standpoint, or have we been impressed from a standpoint of this guy can be someone left on an island at time? This is a guy who can cover man-to-man. This is a guy where you feel good on Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill running out to him, or any guys on their schedule that they're going to run into. Like, do I feel good about? Haven't reached a point where I'm like, yeah, I feel great in that scenario. Yeah, I feel great in that scenario. And to me, I'm not just judging him as a rookie. I'm judging him as one of the other starting corners on a Super Bowl-level team that's playing against great offenses a lot of the times during the season. That's how I'm judging him. Now, I'm not saying that the kid can't get there or that it's done or that they've completely made a mistake. But, yeah, there is a – like, I'm not as impressed for what they're going to ask him to do that he can go step for step with Noah Brown. The alarm bells jump off when he has issues with those top three guys, which are the type of guys that he's going to be matched up against. That's just for me. But for a rookie, as someone texting, yeah, he's been good as a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want him sensitive, soft, some bucks, it just can't take a little bit of a conversation that isn't just stroking everybody in a Texans uniform. I'm sorry. You're listening to the wrong guy. I'm not that guy.
Every clip I see. You can't be every clip.
Well, he said, but read that one. He said, every clip I see, he's hand fighting, borderline PI, and holding. I mean, at the end of the day.
My fault. I didn't read that.
I mean, here's another one. Because one thing about football, the eye in the sky don't lie. If he wasn't good enough, he wouldn't get reps. Now, look, we watched Tavier Thomas get reps and start ball games last year. Big eye in the sky, what happened? Big eye in the sky didn't catch him? I mean, there's at the end of the day, there's a competition at cornerback too, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to be critical about it. And if we don't see starting caliber, wow factor type stuff from a guy, I'm gonna talk about it.
And again, it's
not- I would run. I was dead ass wrong on the receivers with this team a year ago when those guys exploded. I have no problem being wrong. I have no problem being wrong, right? And I hope I'm dead wrong, and I hope Kamari Lassiter is a Pro Bowl caliber corner. But I'm not going to come on here and I'm not going to watch practice. Come on here, watch a guy that's rigid when he's moving and that PIs when one of the top receivers are against him and feed y'all a line of bull jive. I just ain't going to do
it. Yeah, for me, my thought is not that he can't. I'm not saying this cat can't play here, automatically move him. I am skeptical of it, and I'm wondering about it. And then when I see moments where he has struggles out there of what is feared, it kind of jumps up a bit.
Sure.
It jumps up a bit. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Callan, Hannah, McNair. I see them. They're standing right outside the studio. They will join us coming up at 3 o'clock.
Yo, Cal recently spent a little time in Baytown, over on the east side, over in the Dirty.
Oh, wow.
Dirty Bay.
Cal doing over there, man?
The hell was he doing over there? All right, well, we'll get their thoughts. They're out there. They'll be up coming up at 3 o'clock. You can catch that on YouTube and Twitch. You can see them as well if you want to go on over there at Sports Radio 610. But stay tuned for that. That's coming up next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My purpose of being there is to get a good view on what the hell's going on at practice, whether that's individual or it's 7-on-7 or it's 1-on-1 or it's team. I can just tell you what I'm doing, right? It's my only purpose of being there. And there is Kamari Lassiter was immediately handed the starting cornerback spot for the Houston Texans opposite Derek Stingley Jr. So again,
from the jump, from
if you're
camps,
not
yes.
if you're not like looking to see something like, damn, I mean, he was just handed the keys. I mean, it was just that's his spot. So I expect to see flashes of this has got star in the making. This has got huge play potential. Not what we keep hearing from D'Amico Ryans in terms of, well, he's where he's supposed to be. He's a dog. Like, that's great. I get it. I'm not knocking what D'Amico's saying. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying the kid can't play. I'm just telling you, usually a kid is drafted and he's handed the position. There are big play flashes throughout camp. I've watched 7 practices with as minimal distraction as I possibly can have. And I've not seen that, right? And it at the end of the day, today was a very good day for Kamari Lassiter. And when it's all said and done, the context around it, unless you want me to just come on here and tell you that boy, he had a great day, man. Everything was as normal. Had a great day, right? That's not what happened. I'm watching practice. He gets matched up. I think it was 7-on-7 or it's some kind of red zone. Maybe it was 1-on. Maybe it was team. I'm not sure. Over to the left side where the fans are. Nico Collins runs a speed cut out route. I couldn't tell if he caught it or not from my angle, but I could clearly see yellow flag go way up in the air. Nick Caserio go over and ask what went on. Pointed at 14. Boom. Pulled the jersey, coach. Clear as day. Right now. They went back out there. Nico Collins did not take – I don't believe Nico Collins took another snap the rest of practice. Right? So Noah Brown stepped into that role. And C.J. Stroud threw Noah Brown 2 go routes. One of them, I know Kamari Lassiter was pressed, and Kamari Lassiter ran step for step and made a great play on the ball. Had a really, 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 really good day. No question about it. But was it a good enough day to go, that's the guy hands down? 8 practices in the training camp. Was it a play that I go, okay, now I understand why D'Amico just said
you still haven't
it's
had
your
that
job. Book.
You haven't seen that yet.
No. I mean, I haven't seen the. Has anybody seen a play where it was just like, wow, that was That was ridiculous. We've seen Stingley make those plays. We've seen Jeff Okuda with the pick on the sideline. We've seen Kalen Bullock make a couple of plays, breaks on, now he dropped the interception, but we've seen him make a couple breaks on balls that put himself in position to make an interception. Made a big play over the top today. Now, it may have been he got a little rough on, I think it was Noah Brown again. He was a free safety, and he just jetted over the top of a corner route that somebody threw and made a great play. All I can do is tell you what I'm seeing. And I'm not going to tell you the kid can't play. Clearly he can play. He's a second round corner, and D'Amico, the best defensive play caller in the damn game, gave him the job. Clearly he can play. I go out there every day, the eyes and the ears, to see, okay, show me that you are a corner that is just gifted and handed the job from jump.
Yeah.
We're talking about a group that all they do is preach competition. All they've done since they've been here is it's competition, man. CJ Stroud was not getting all the first team reps last year with Davis Mills. But yet a corner comes in, boom, he's the guy. So I'm expecting this to be like, wow, jump off the page, what am I missing kind of deal? And I just hadn't seen it.
From YouTube and Twitch, this quite literally is the only Texans channel I've seen that hasn't been impressed with Lassiter. And this is what I would – I'm going to speak for myself as Clint did, and I think we're probably in the same ballpark, is to me it's how you're judging him. Has he been good for a rookie just coming into camp?
Yes.
He's been good for a rookie just coming into camp. As Clint said, can he play? I think he can play. But one, hey, Texans fans, you're in a different ball. You're in a different area. You're trying to win a Super Bowl. So this isn't judging just like, oh, like yeah. You're trying to win a Super Bowl, and you have a second corner who his screaming red flag is speed and ability to cover downfield. That's his screaming red flag. And they are starting him as your second corner, a place where teams can easily attack. And has he looked good from a standpoint, or have we been impressed from a standpoint of this guy can be someone left on an island at time? This is a guy who can cover man-to-man. This is a guy where you feel good on Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill running out to him, or any guys on their schedule that they're going to run into. Like, do I feel good about? Haven't reached a point where I'm like, yeah, I feel great in that scenario. Yeah, I feel great in that scenario. And to me, I'm not just judging him as a rookie. I'm judging him as one of the other starting corners on a Super Bowl-level team that's playing against great offenses a lot of the times during the season. That's how I'm judging him. Now, I'm not saying that the kid can't get there or that it's done or that they've completely made a mistake. But, yeah, there is a – like, I'm not as impressed for what they're going to ask him to do that he can go step for step with Noah Brown. The alarm bells jump off when he has issues with those top three guys, which are the type of guys that he's going to be matched up against. That's just for me. But as a rookie, as someone texting, yeah, he's been good as a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want him sensitive, soft, some bucks that just can't take a little bit of a conversation that isn't just stroking everybody in a Texans uniform, I'm sorry. You're listening to the wrong guy. I'm not that guy.
Every clip I see, you can't be every clip.
Well, he said, but read that one. He said every clip I see, he's hand fighting, borderline PI and holding. I mean at the end of the day,
my fault. I didn't read that.
I mean here's another one, because one thing about football, the eye in the sky don't lie. If he wasn't good enough, he wouldn't get reps. Now look, we watched Tavier Thomas get reps and start ball games last year. Big eye in the sky, what happened? Big eye in the sky didn't catch him. I mean there's at the end of the day, there's a competition at cornerback too, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to be critical about it. And if we don't see starting caliber, wow factor type stuff from a guy, I'm going to talk about it.
And again, it's
not- I was dead ass wrong on the receivers with this team a year ago when those guys exploded. I have no problem being wrong. I have no problem being wrong, right? And I hope I'm dead wrong, and I hope Kamari Lassiter is a Pro Bowl caliber corner. But I'm not going to come on here and I'm not going to watch practice come on here, watch a guy that's rigid when he's moving and that PIs when one of the top receivers are against him and feed y'all a line of bull jive. I just ain't going to do
it. Yeah, for me, my thought is not that he can't play. I'm not saying this cat can't play here, automatically move him. I am skeptical of it, and I'm wondering about it. And then when I see moments where he has struggles out there of what is feared, it kind of jumps up a bit.
Sure.
It jumps up a bit. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Callan Hannah-McNair. I see him. They're standing right outside the studio. They will join us coming up at 3 o'clock.
Well, Cal recently spent a little time in Baytown, over on the east side, over in the Dirty.
Oh, wow.
Dirty Bay.
Cal doing over there, man?
The hell was he doing over there? All right, well, we'll get their thoughts. They're out there. They'll be up coming up at 3 o'clock. You can catch that on YouTube and Twitch. You can see them as well if you want to go on over there at Sports Radio 610. But stay tuned for that. That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.